DNR staff wanted to redesignate about half the 400 acres of land at the Kettle Moraine Springs Fish Hatchery to allow hunting, trapping, fishing, and other outdoor recreation. But property owners near the hatchery claim they got little notice of the proposal, and they don't like the idea of people firing guns nearby. Local resident Paul Ettlinger says the hunting parcels near the hatchery would have been quite small, so he's happy the DNR board voted to table the plan.
It's just rather bizarre to me that someone would put the neighbors in that close proximity to someone, you know, walking around hunting. I've got nothing against hunters, nothing against hunting.
Ettlinger says it's better to keep hunters in larger blocks of land. He says he expects the hatchery plan to come back and promises another fight unless the plan is altered. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp also predicts the hunting at hatcheries concept will return, and she says the DNR will keep looking at many of its properties to see what's doable on them.
Yeah, and the legislature's been pretty clear in some of their actions lately that they want to make sure that there's as much access as possible for all of the outdoor activities. And then ultimately it's going to be up to the board to decide how we proceed with that.
By the middle of next year, Governor Scott Walker's nominees to the DNR board are expected to have majority control. Most board members are currently Doyle administration appointees. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.